Hi there, Irvis. Irvis, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara did want me to kind of get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then she did point out that you have a website already that we can promote, so she wants me to reduce the cost of our service to make it affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's good.
So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I am right now looking at your website. And I like the look of your website. Very informative. A lot of information about your company, about your services. You know, there's photos of the projects that you've done. Very beautiful, very high-end quality work. So our job would be to make it easier for people to find your website and call you. I mean, right now, obviously, you know, your website is kind of like a digital business card. You know, people don't necessarily know the name of your company. You have to kind of tell them what your website domain is. This would actually make it easy for people who don't know your company name to find you when they type in things like
remodeling
or any of the services that you provide. Your company will pop up as a top option, and they'll see your website. So the calls come to you. It's not a lead-based service. It is month-to-month, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. You qualify for reduced pricing. Of course, we don't have to build a website for you. There's still a lot of content that we would create. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, even Facebook paid ads would be part of what we would do to get you on that first page and get your phone ringing. Now, the reduced pricing would be exactly $299.00 on a month-to-month basis. It's a fixed rate and a flat rate. It'll never go up, no matter how long you keep the service. It is our job to get your phone ringing, kind of send you those jobs, and earn your business 1 month at a time.
It's expensive, Laura, but you know, can you do it like $240, somewhere in there?
$240? I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, you've got a website, right? And Tara says you're keeping it pretty local, right? So, I mean, is that like 30 miles, 40 miles? How far would you really want to be found?
Yeah, 50 miles. You know,
50 miles. Okay. So the package that I'm talking about includes Facebook ads, okay? Meta ads that will get your phone
like
ringing.
What does that mean? You know, you're gonna provide a new Facebook page?
You would have Facebook ads that run on Facebook when people are in your service area on their Facebook page.
They'll be able to see your ads running.
Okay. Now, the one thing that I could do here would be to apply. I mean, it's officially a friends and family rate, but it's $249. It's the only thing that I've got in my system for the Platinum package that's lower than $299. Now, obviously, I'm not going to tell my supervisor that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school, but I don't think I would need to, you know. I've actually been with the company myself for a little bit over 11 years. As a company, we've been in business for over 19 years, so you'd be in very good hands with us. If I could apply that friends and family rate, drop it down to $249, that would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. So it would stay kind of grandfathered in at $249. You've got a website already, so I'd be willing to waive the setup fee that normally attaches to the first month. You're actually saving over $500 in your first month alone. The Platinum package is listed on our website at $599 a month. So at $249, Irvis, we'd be looking to earn your business for a few months just for it to make sense for us financially. But we've been doing this, like I said, for almost 20 years, and your success is our success. So we do want to make it affordable for you. If I could apply that friends and family rate and do that for $249 on a month-to-month basis and keep that price locked in as long as you keep the service, would you be willing to try it out for at least a month or two?
So what's happened if we do that on this month? What's happened like next month? Somebody's going to call me again, or how that work?
So it would bill on a month-to-month basis, recurring billing on today's date if you sign up. And then,
no, but how are you guys going to bill me if I don't, like, do I have, like, anyone is going to call me, or, like,
so
or no, it, nobody's going to call me, you're just going to charge me for
it? No, I would call you. Today's date is the 12th. I would call you, let me just check out the week. a month from now, with 30 days in June. So the 12th would fall on a Friday. I could call you that Monday, which would be the 8th, right? And if it was a service that you wanted to continue, we would just, you know, continue the service, keep updating and optimizing and running the ads, and it would be scheduled to bill on July 12th.
Because I'm going to like to, you know, to spend those money for a month, and let's see, well, like how many phone calls I'm going to have, you know. Nobody call me, you know, like it's something, you know, I mean, it doesn't work.
That's fair. That's more than fair. And that's why it is offered on a month-to-month basis. We have to get your phone ringing in that first month to earn your business for the second month and beyond that, right? So you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You would see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc. So you've got detailed reports that update throughout the day in very near real time. You'll always have the most up-to-date information. A lot of our clients just ask someone who's never called before, hey, where'd you find me? And when they say, oh, you were on the first page of Google, that's why I found your website and called you. That's enough for some people to know the service is working, Irvis. But like I said, you'll have detailed reporting and tracking, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Now, like I said, it is on a month-to-month basis, and I definitely would be happy to reach out to you on the 8th. If you want to keep the service, we would just keep the service going 1 month at a time. Now, when we get your phone ringing, it does seem like the phone number that we are speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call. It's the one on your website. Irvis, is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, it's a smartphone.
You can. It's okay. Yeah, the reason I ask is most of the time you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. And we'll call you, too, from time to time with updates to your account. I just wanted to make sure, though, that we could possibly send a text message for you as well, if that was your preference. Now, Irvis, is that E-R-V-I-S, your first name?
Yes.
Okay. Tara never did get your last name, sir.
Audra, it's K-O-X-H-A-J.
Sorry, there's just a little bit of static on the line. I caught most of that, but not all of that. Could you respell your last name, please?
It's H-O-X.
H O X H A?
H O X H A.
Okay. And then I did see an address on your website, the 5560 Tamarind Ridge Drive. Do customers come to you? Is that an address you want to let the public see?
No, they can call me. It's not the office, you know, I got at the home, you know. So
it's a service-based business run from the home. Yeah, I definitely see that a lot.
Yes.
You know, Google doesn't expect you to have like a physical address that customers would go to, and of course, you know, Google doesn't want
trust me, I got, you know, I got the other business and I got the office and I own a restoration company and, you know, I got the warehouse, so.
Got it.
This one is different to that one, you know, I'm selling that one to my partner, you know, so that's why I'm moving on in this company, you know, so it's my company.
It is solely yours.
Okay. It's a new page and everything, that's why.
Well,
so. It's a new page but old company because, you know.
Oh,
been open for a long time, like 10 years now.
Right. I definitely understand that. So obviously an experienced company, someone that people would want to call, we just have to make it easier for them to find your website. Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point before we get that set up for you?
No, I don't have any other question. How are you guys going to charge me?
So one thing that we would do would be to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. So our client interview.
Okay,
technician.
So like you guys have to do it before, you know, the page so I can see it and they're going to call me. When are they going to call me?
So they can call you later today if you like, but we're going to want to verify information off of
but
your
after,
website.
But after, like, one, how long you need so you can put my, you know, whatever you set to be approved. Like, if I, like, turn off the phone right now and put it, you know, my company in Google, is going to come right away, or is going to need, like, a couple hours? How that work?
Okay. So
after you hang out the phone with me.
Right. So as far as your business listing on the first page of Google, you know, we are going to make sure that you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. We're going to create the content necessary for you to be on that first page. We're going to do the Facebook ads as well. Now, for the ads, they tell us to say 7 to 10 business days for those ads to be up and running. My experience is that it's usually 7 days or less, so it does happen quickly, but it doesn't happen immediately. I mean, it is a process to go through Google. We are a Google partner, so no one can get you on that first page faster than a Google partner, but a lot of what we do, we submit it to Google, and then Google has to approve it, so it does take a little bit of time. That's why it's month to month, Irvis. We have to make sure that you're getting the return on investment before the end of the month. Now obviously when the package that I'm talking about is listed on our website at $5.99 a month, that's because that's about what it cost us in at least that first month to create for you. Maybe a little bit less because you have a website. We don't have to build a website for you. But the $249 does not begin to cover our cost, right? We'd have to actually earn your business for probably 3 months at least at $249 just for us to break even. Of course, every month we're still updating and optimizing. We're still running $100 of Facebook ads that come out of that $249. So we definitely have to make sure that you're successful with the service and keep your business on that first page for you to be a happy, satisfied client, and for it to make sense for us. So, I mean, we're investing in your success as much as you are, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, we can schedule that follow-up call a little bit later on today if you've got time. Takes about a half
later
hour.
Later or tomorrow, because I'm out of town, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm in Michigan, so.
So we can
tomorrow
schedule that.
Tomorrow is going to be fine.
We'll schedule the call for tomorrow. To secure the listing for your business today, though, so Tara stops calling through the area, how did you want to take care of that payment of $249? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Yeah, Visa.
A Visa. And does it bill at the 5560 Tamarind Ridge Drive in Naples, 34119?
Yes.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Irvis, I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
You said the technician is going to call me.
Right. The technician is going to call you. It has to be an active account for me to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. But the technician is to verify where you want to be found, the services you want to be found for, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, so that we can promote your business the way you want it to be promoted. But we are calling through the area right now to fill this particular listing. I would be able to set that up for you today, and then we could do the follow-up call for tomorrow.
I mean, I have to pay today, you think, you said?
To secure the listing for your company. I mean, if it's something that you want to do, to lock in that price of $249, which is almost 60% off the normal cost of the service. Now, if you like, I can officially have your future billing instead of the 12th on the 13th, since we'll be doing your client interview tomorrow. But that way, you know, we're still able to secure the listing for your company and stop calling through the area to try and fill the listing with one of your competitors.
Okay, so I repeat that. Why a technician is going to call me to go through, like, the what thing? Because I was thinking the technician is going to call me for the payment.
Well, no, the technician is not calling you for a payment, and I'm sorry if you were led to believe that. It's called a client interview for a good reason. We want to learn more about your company. I mean, we can just create content off of your website. That's fine. We do a lot of, client interview absent. But it works better when we know directly from you what you want us to say about your company. because it's not just about clicking a button and having your website pop up on the first page. We have to mirror content on your website on things like Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, the directories that Google wants to see. So that gives us an opportunity to say, hey, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, you know, 10 years of experience or whatever you want us to put on there. The point of that client interview is to better understand how you want your company to appear when people see it online. We do that client interview to get you a higher return on investment, get you the right types of phone calls. But I'm the one who would secure the listing for your business, read the voice verification that's required of us since we're Google partners. It outlines the service agreement that it's month to month, that in this case is the pricing director. I was able to reduce the cost of the service down to $249, which is officially a friends and family rate. But our client interview technician is just for the client interview.
Okay.
Okay. So you said it was a Visa card. Is the name on that card Irvis Hoxha, first and last name? Is there any middle initial on there too?
No.
No. Okay, first and last. So all Visa cards start with the 4. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay, it's 4427.
Yes, sir.
3225.
Okay.
3953.
Yes, sir.
7881.
The expiration month and year?
0429.
04 of 2029. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
832.
832. I've got 832, 832 on the back. I've got April or 04 of 2029 for the expiration date. Irvis, was the card itself 4427, 3225, 3953, 7881?
Yes.
Okay. And it does bill at the Tamarind Ridge Drive address, 34119. The name on that card, it's Irvis Hoxha, no middle initial, right?
No, that's what I said. No.
Not on that card. So E-R-V-I-S-H-O-X-H-A, the last name.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do need to read a voice verification. It does take about 3 or 4 minutes. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude. It is, though, required of us as we're Google partners. And again, it outlines your service agreement that it is a month-to-month service, that we have waived your entire setup fee and even reduced the cost of the service from $599 down to $249, that it is a fixed rate, and again, on a month-to-month basis. You can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. It reads as follows. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Irvis, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Okay, like, are you recording this one?
Yes, sir. And I have EH Troy Construction, and is that going to be with the LLC as part of the branding?
Yes.
Okay, and that's how I already have it. And then, Mr. Hoxha, please state your name and your official title.
My name is Irvis Hoxha, and I give you permission, like, to charge me in my card for $249, and you're going to, like, promote my company in Google.
Perfect.
And the charge is going to be?
It's $249. That's exactly correct. And you're the owner of the company,
the
right?
The charge is, yes. The charge is going to be every month, and I'm going to have a phone call every month for the charge.
I will call you before your billing. That's correct, yeah.
I don't want you guys, like, billing me without my permission, you know, please.
I already have it in the notes to call you on the 8th of July, which is a Monday. The 12th of July is a Friday, okay? So as the owner,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, the voice verification, and feel free to continue to stop me, but I mean, I do want to be respectful of your time as well. So, as the owner of EH Troy Construction LLC, Mr. Hoxha, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I'm not understanding what you tried to say.
You make the marketing purchases and decisions for your company. You're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement. You make all the decisions for your business, right?
Not, you know, so I got, you know, partner to help, you know, but I am one of the partner. I can make the agreement. Okay. Why are you asking me that?
Because it's a voice verification that Google requires us to read. I can get through it a lot faster if you want me to, but I don't want to waste your time, sir, but I do need to do this. It's required of us. Okay, perfect.
Right.
So you're authorized to do this. I appreciate that. I also understand you have a partner. That's great. So now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you'll continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is we just want to make sure that your business information is accurate online. You can hire someone else if you want to. Just let us know, okay? And you are an authorized user of the Cardon file, the one that's in your name. I mean, obviously, I just have to ask it, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, it's actually our friends and family rate month to month. It will bill today's date, the 12th of June, and the very reduced official friends and family rate of $249.00. It is a fixed rate and a flat rate. It will never go up at any time. It is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 12th of the month. Moving forward, I will call you on July 8th. And at least a few days before your billing date, okay? Now, it's month to month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you need to for any reason. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, you could pause it seasonally. I don't think that would be necessary in this particular case.
All right. Okay.
All that we request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support number at least 3 days before your billing date. I'm going to call you before your billing date anyway. But do you understand agree to this? Okay, perfect. Now, when did you want your follow-up call for tomorrow? What time did you want us to call you?
Doesn't matter because I don't have, you know, like I might be, you know, like I'm not sure, you know, because I'm in, you know, in a business trip, so I don't have.
You don't.
So
have
they
to
can
be,
call me. Like,
you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
I know, it's but about, I might be in a meeting here and there. So can you get the phone
o'clock?
Number of?
You think 10 o'clock would work for you? 10 o'clock for tomorrow.
Do me a favor. Can you put the other number in there and you can call my partner?
Yeah,
it's an area.
I'm
gonna explain to him so he can give okay. you the or
so,
the technician the answer,
so,
whatever they need.
Perfect. And what is your partner's name?
248-825. The number I'm giving to you.
I get that. I have
248-825-7759.
And his name?
Anissa.
Anissa?
She's my wife.
Oh, your wife.
Yeah.
Is that A-N-I-S-A?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll call Anissa and we'll do the client interview with her. Do you think she'd be available today or should we schedule that for tomorrow?
You might call them later today. You know,
later today.
She, you know, later today she might.
5 o'clock or 6 o'clock?
Yeah, around there, you know, 5 to 6.
Okay. We'll make it 5 o'clock. And then you're going to get some emails. I don't want to keep you on the phone any longer than I have. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, please, because I got, like, phone calls, you know, so I have to answer.
No, I get it. I appreciate you, and we'll call Anissa later on. We'll get everything set up, okay? Now, I just wanted real quick to put a security question on here. The your first pet's name or the city you were born in, which of those would you want for your security question?
Security question, put Ethan.
Can you say that again?
Ethan.
Ethan?
Yes.
Okay, Ethan. All right, the security answer is Ethan. That's your first pet's name?
Repeat that.
The answer is Ethan for your security question.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That is your first pet's name. That's not the city you were born in, right?
No, it's my son's name.
Your son, okay. So Ethan is the answer to the security question on here, and I appreciate your time. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Bye, thank you.
Bye now.